Welcome. Welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
What's your pushback when you say that you've seen these people not drinking alcohol in general, and is specifically not drinking wine for whatever reason they are? What's your pushback in saying, hey, hold on a second here, you don't need to completely knock wine off of your list?
Yeah, I mean, the first way I try to approach it is I'll always ask the client, you know, what's your reasoning behind this? And sometimes they won't open up about it. They'll say, hey, this is personal. And I'll say, okay, that's fine. Why don't we switch over to some type of non-alcoholic option? And that's where I start getting into mocktails and other types of fermented beverages, such as kombucha and others that, you know, are fermented similar to wine, but are not wine. But they have a lot of the same characteristics, same flavor aspects. So that's one option. But most of the time, when I push back a little bit more, they will tell me they've had a bad experience with wine. Maybe they've had the wrong type of pairing in a restaurant. Maybe they have never experienced multiple courses with wines, which is what I offer at theresortchef.com. You can see more of that. And so then we get into details of what was the wine that you had? What can you recall about your experience with wine that soured your experience and you don't ever want to have wine again, or you don't want to have wine again? So getting down to why that individual doesn't want it. Sometimes people are misled and they think that all alcohol is bad for them. Yeah. We know about the studies that show that red wine and your cardiovascular system is phenomenal. Resveratrol in the grapes actually helps your cardiovascular system when consumed in limited quantities. But hey, I don't know anybody that's going to drink a tremendous amount of wine, especially at my tasting events. We do small pourings at my tasting events, 4 ounces or less, depending. When we get down to the dessert course and we start pouring ports and various dessert wines, it's even a smaller ounce. It's like a 2.5 ounce pour. What I want people to be able to experience with our food and wine tastings is really how the wine accents and helps accent the food. That's the whole point of a sommelier in a restaurant, but it's also how people can really, who especially have been kind of resistant to trying wines with their food, can really get the full picture. Is when you're tasting the food with the wine pairing, you get the full picture of why we pair the wine that we do with the food that we do.
Has there come a time when a dinner guest got a wine pairing with the food so wrong and you said, hey, time out here, buddy. You're not doing it right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, without sharing too much about the client, yeah. Since I'm in the South and I'm based in the South, I do get a lot of clients that they want nothing but sweet wines with their dinners. They're not willing to try anything, even a Chambersin or something on the lighter side, like a Pinot Noir or even a dry oaky Chardonnay, let alone Sauvignon Blanc that has all those tropical characteristics, but is also dry in characteristic most of the time, depending on what region you're in. So we get the aspect where I've been really challenged going, okay, all right, we can try, you know, several different sweet wines, but how open would you be to trying something like a Chardonnay with a piece of fish that's been neatly seared? Or maybe how open would you be with this steak, this filet mignon, to trying something like a Chambersin or a lighter Pinot Noir that would pair really well with the pepperiness in the steak? And there's been pushback on that. And so that's been a real challenge, is trying to get people out of their comfort zone and into the aspect of the food and beverage pairing that is something that we in the industry and 30 years in the industry have been trying to do, which is to get people to turn back to the beverage of choice and away from their comfort zone and kind of go along with what the sommelier and the chef have paired on the menu, especially tasting menus. There's a real challenge with that because they're wanting to swap out different wines and do different things. And I just say, okay, listen, this is a fixed menu, prefixed menu, and this is a prefixed wine menu. And I assure you that these have been paired well, and that if you're willing to expand your palate a little bit, we're willing to show this. But here in North Carolina, especially in the eastern part of North Carolina, the closer I get to the coast, more people are accustomed to sweeter wines, you know, the Muscadine varieties Moscato varieties and things like that. And so there are aspects that we can use a blueberry or strawberry wine for in a dessert course, a cheese pairing, for example, other things like that. Thus far, we've had great success this spring in kind of transitioning, especially when people know they're getting the full tasting experience from the farm to table experience here in North Carolina.